Hello there, Audio Boo. It's Ian McKendrick again, and I've just been at another Anne Hawkins inspired event up here in Cook's Barn in Cambridge, and just seen another really amazing presentation tonight from a chap I'm going to introduce you to. So, who are you?
I'm Robert Ashton, a business author, and I spoke tonight about sex and business.
Well, that's rather a controversial subject, but you had us all in fits of laughter. It's a very humorous presentation.
Yeah, well, sex is all around us, really, and sex is why there are 70 million people in the UK. And really, the message tonight was that you have to use the same techniques in winning customers and keeping customers that you were used to win a mate and keep her or him.
Yeah, I thought that was a brilliant analogy, and I love some of the sort of like some of the ideas that you gave us there. So, maybe, could you share maybe a couple of those with us now? Things that we could do? What could we do tomorrow that would take in on this way of thinking that would change the way that we would normally approach what we do in business?
I think one thing people can do straight away is to accept that we all like innuendo, and if it's just a little bit smutty and it makes you smile, you remember it. So I talked about businesses with interesting names like Doggy Style Poodle Parlour,
yep,
where everybody's going to laugh and hopefully take their dog along to have it trimmed.
And Stiff Nipples Air Conditioning.
And Stiff Nipples Air Conditioning, where they're talking about the benefit, not the feature. And of course, we're all taught to talk about benefits and not features. And can you think of a better benefit to air conditioning your office than an office full of stiff nipples?
Well, there was also some parallels that you drew with the way that you would think about looking after, like you used Valentine's Day as a good example.
Yeah, I think it's customers are rather like a partner. You have to show them that you still love them in the morning. And I asked people in the room how many had sent a Valentine's card, and I did that safely in the knowledge that I'd sent my second Valentine's card in 25 years this year, so I knew I was going to put my hand up. And the suggestion was, well, maybe a Valentine's card isn't the right thing to send to your customer, but something that shows that you care about them, that they're not expecting, that's just a nice surprise, that's more, perhaps more novel or different than a Christmas card, is just a really nice way of building a relationship and keeping them on your side.
That's really good. That's really good. So the other thing that you talked about as well was the wrong choice of company names when you interpret it in a domain name.
Yeah, that was sort of amusing. And there's a lovely business called Penn Ireland, and the domain name is PennIreland.com. But unfortunately, to avoid confusion, they have no underscore or hyphen. And most people would read that as being something other than Penn Ireland.
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So, but you cover in the stuff that you do, it's not all about sex and stuff, is it? There's other things that you do in your repertoire, isn't there?
Well, I'm only 50, so sex isn't something I can think about all the time. Otherwise, I would I'd just run out of steam very quickly. My big thing at the moment is social enterprise, and social enterprise in terms of enabling communities and not-for-profits to recognise that profit's important, but also probably more important that every business has to have a social dimension, and that I think that the impact you have on the community you care about is going to be more of a differentiator than the amount of money you spend on advertising. And that's a real opportunity for the small business to compete with the big guy, and that's what we all, of course, look forward to and want.
Well, that sounds amazing. So where can we find out more about this sort of thing?
You can find out more about me by giving me a ring on 01953 605000 or visiting my website, which is robertashton.co.uk.
Okay, and that's spelled Robert as in Robert?
Robert as in R-O-B-E-R-T, and Ashton is A-S-H, Tango Oscar November.
Brilliant. All right, Robert, that's been brilliant. We've had a fantastic night tonight. Thank you very much indeed. And Audio Boo, it's Ian McKendrick, over and out.